From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. A recent string of semi-truck crashes on a stretch of highway between St. George and Cedar City is raising public safety concerns. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more.
Over the past 2 weeks, 8 semi-trucks have lost control on a section of I-15 known as the Black Ridge. It's an area near the town of Leeds, where the highway changes elevation and local highway patrol officers say they often see snow transition to rain. And according to Southern Utah UDOT spokesperson Kevin Kitchen, it's a notorious section of road.
And this is nothing new to see weather-related crashes as you climb between St. George and Cedar City.
All of the recent incidents have occurred when the roads have been wet. But Kitchen says it's unusual for only semi-trucks to be affected, and the cause is unclear.
Typically, when you see crashes happen, you see them across the board. And so we may be dealing with a situation that doesn't treat all vehicles the same necessarily.
UDOT will be installing weather-related warning signs within the coming days, and will be conducting tests to detect any abnormalities with the road that may have been a contributing factor to the accidents. The crashes didn't cause any injuries or fatalities, but officials urged drivers to reduce their speeds during hazardous weather. David Fox, KUER News.
Though facing a housing crunch, only 6% of Salt Lake City's land is set aside for apartments and condos. So officials are looking for ways to make building easier. Planning Director Nick Norris says one way is to increase the distance fire roads have to be from buildings. Right now, the curb often has to be moved closer to the building, which means losing some important amenities.
We can't put bike lanes in. We lose our on-street parking. We've been losing street trees. Bus stops have to be relocated, and all of that happens at the expense of the developer.
That means they're less likely to build affordable housing. Norris says the change could make close to 20,000 plots of land in the city easier to develop. A public comment period on the change is open through January. The 3 final candidates for the University of Utah's police chief position will be on campus this week. Open forums where the public can ask the candidates questions are scheduled for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The position opened after former police chief Dale Brophy retired in mid-October. Brophy and his department faced heavy criticism after the 2018 on-campus murder of student Lauren McCluskey. The university says it's close to hiring someone for its new chief safety officer position. That person will oversee the U's police department and all safety aspects of the institution. As of today, the Utah Department of Health is reporting 115 cases of vaping-related lung injuries in the state. The number was revised down from previous estimates because of a change in how the department is tracking the illness. Now, cases are only officially counted if someone was hospitalized. The change is being put in place nationwide to help differentiate between vaping injury and influenza. Government agencies and private industry came together at the Capitol today to announce a commitment to funding computer science education in the state. Utah Governor Gary Herbert is requesting $10.2 million in his upcoming budget be dedicated to K-12 computer science education. Utah tech leaders are also launching the Silicon Slopes Computer Science Fund. The fund would offer grant money to communities to support computer science initiatives in schools. A handful of local tech entrepreneurs pledged $4 million as seed money for the fund, which will be held and managed by the Community Foundation of Utah. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.